Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, sir. I just need some help signing up for unemployment.
All right. I can help you with that. What is your Social Security number?
420-170206.
And what is your first and last name?
My first name is Lucretia, L-U-C-R-E-T-I-A. My last name is Cavender, C-A-V-E-N-D-E-R.
And Ms. Cavender, what is your date of birth?
10/2/72.
All right, and your mother's maiden name?
Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N.
All right. And Ms. Cavender, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
Alrighty. And do you have a driver's license?
No, sir.
Do you have a non-driver ID?
Yes, I do.
Alright, and what is that phone number? What is that ID number?
Hold on just one second. It is 166-3051.
So you said 166-3051?
Uh-huh.
All right. Give me just a second. All right. And Ms. Cavender, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
My savings account, it's an Albert card.
It's a do what?
It's Albert. It's a bank account. It's an online banking Albert by Chime.
So, unfortunately, ma'am, we are unable to accept any of the mobile bank apps. So, it has to be through a traditional bank.
Okay. I have one of those bank cards, but I don't, from a few years ago when I was on unemployment a few years ago, I don't know if it's any good now or not. Let's see. You can probably just send me another one because it's probably not any good anymore. I don't even know where it's at. I guess it's in my other wallet. I don't even have it with me.
All right.
I guess just send me a new one, I guess. I think we're about to upgrade anyway at that time.
All righty. And just so you know, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments.
Okay.
And what is a good mailing address for you?
4400 Highway 431, Heflin, Alabama. 36264.
All righty, and is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
You said it is the same?
Yes.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what is a good phone number for you?
256-913-3070.
And just to confirm, it is 256-913-3070.
Yes.
All right. And just to confirm that mailing address, I have 4400 Highway 431, Heflin, Alabama, 36264.
Yes, that's it.
All right, Ms. Cavender, just so you know, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So yes. I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions, okay?
Yeah.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Addictive psychiatry, medical oncology,
No, I've never had one of those.
Occupational therapist, surgery, none of the above.
None of the above.
All right. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Cleburne County Nursing.
Yes.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 424 19th Street East, 421 Saddlewood Drive, 699 County Road 108, 77 Piney Top Road, or none of the above?
The County Road 108. I lived on County Road 108. I don't know if that's the address or not, but I lived on County Road 108. A long time ago.
Give me just a second. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
That is not military? Yeah, I worked for Circle K last year, and I transferred to one in Alabama.
So it was
in Georgia.
So you did work at a Circle K in Georgia?
Yeah, I started out there and I transferred to the one in Oxford, and then I left there and went to a job that was supposed to be closer to home, but they fired me after 2 weeks for no reason, so that's why I'm here. I was in Carrollton, Georgia.
All right. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
A what?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Oh, no. I just want to call my life a disaster.
And when is the last day that you worked?
I said the last day I worked was, I went in on the 8th. It was probably the morning of the 9th because I worked third shift. And that morning he called me in the office and so he was just letting me go. Didn't know why. I don't know why. He would never tell me why. I just said I wasn't a good fit. I don't see how that's a reason, but, you know, considering that's the only work I've done in a while.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes, I'm physically able to work. I am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't. I'm not working at this moment.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I probably couldn't get no more than 30.
All right. What is the lowest? And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
The lowest hourly wage? I guess I'd have to say minimum because that's about the only choice I got. I can't live off that, but you know, if that's all I can get, it's all I can get.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. He just told me I was fired.
All right.
I'm hoping I can go back, though, but I don't know. That's why I'm going to go ahead and try to do this.
And what was
Because
your
I got
job title at that posi- at that job?
I was a CSR, customer service representative.
And are you seeking work in that same occupation?
Yeah, because that's about the only thing I'm really able to do. I mean, I don't consider myself disabled, but as far as anything stress, more strenuous than that, I might not be able to do it. But yeah, that's about the only thing I can do. That maybe something like receptionist work or something like that. But
And you said that your most recent employer was Circle K.
no, my most recent employer was Love's Travel Stop. I left Circle K about 2.5 weeks ago to go to Love's because they just opened up and it's not far from my house. It's like within just a couple of miles, it was closer. And the reason I left my other job and went there.
So you went to work at Love's?
Love's Travel Stops at Country Stores, in Heflin, Alabama.
All right. And did you ever receive a pay stub?
I don't have any pay stubs. They didn't even pay me the first paycheck. And it was only after I threatened to get a lawyer did they finally pay me some, but I don't have access to my pay stub. I can't get online because they blocked me out of the app that you have to get onto to get them. And I've got a meeting Tuesday with this person from corporate. And they're supposed to call me to come in up there Tuesday for a meeting. And I'm going to get on them then about that because I need my check. I need my pay stub because they didn't pay me right to begin with. And they didn't even pay me the first 3 days. It was like a 2 or 3 day check, something like that, maybe a day, something like that. The first check was, but I didn't even get that. And then when they did pay me, they didn't even include that in there. I don't even know if I don't even think they paid me right. I can't tell you what my pay an hour was or anything. It's supposed to be $11 an hour, but I don't know that because I don't have access to my pay stubs, and that should be illegal. They're supposed to give you access to that even if you don't have access to any other part of the app that they show you that on.
So would you prefer that I just use Circle K as your separating employer?
No, because I quit there. I left there. Circle K is not my quitting employer. If I put them down, I'm not going to get unemployment. I went to Love Travel Stop, and I worked for 2 weeks, and they fired me
And when
for
did you
no
start
reason.
working there?
It was January the 27th or 28th, something like that, towards the end of January.
And you said you
And they
were
haven't been
let
long
go on the
at all.
9th. And
Yeah,
what is the
he
phone
called me
number
in the
for
room about
that?
the what now?
What is the phone number for that store?
But that's okay, hold on a second, I'll get it for you.
The
Hold
Loves.
on. Yeah, hold on, let me get it for you. I have to look it up. I'll go right off hand because I wasn't there long with them enough. Let's see. You still there? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, it's 256-807-6001.
And just to confirm, that's 256-807-6001.
Yes.
All right. And you said that it was in Heflin?
Yes. It's the new Love's. The store number is 818. That's the store number. That's not phone number, but their actual number. It's the Love's Travel Stop. The country store is 818. It says a 205 exit.
All right. And do you remember the name of the person who terminated you?
His name was Bruce. Honestly, I don't know his last name. I mean, I wasn't there long enough. And when I was there, for the first few days, I was on the computer, doing training. I never even finished my training. So I don't see how he could say I wasn't a good fit. I mean, I've done this job before. It wasn't about the fact of training me how to do the job. I just needed help on the register because it's a different system than what I'm used to. And they would not help me. They had
Right.
me doing everything but that. And then they wanted to fire me for say I wasn't a good fit. I'm hoping
Do you
I
elect
got back when I meet with corporate, but I don't know.
to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have pen and paper?
No, don't. Not right offhand. What do I need to write down?
Your temporary PIN number, a couple of websites, and a couple of phone numbers you're going to need.
Hold on just 1 second. Let me go find one. Hold on. I got something right here. I think I can get in. Hold on just 1 second. I should have stolen damn ink while I was there. Hold on, let me find some paper now. Okay, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay, what do I need to write down?
All right, so your PIN number is 0672.
Okay, hold on, 0672?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so the following telephone instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you are required to begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay. What's the number?
The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Okay.
In addition, you must visit either one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Alabama Works?
Dot Alabama.
Alabama Works. Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Okay. Alright.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, meaning you'll start doing your weekly certifications this Sunday.
Yeah.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Yeah, inquiry department.
Yes.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Yeah.
Ms. Cavender, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I hope y'all can find out why you fired me.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.